thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you that no matter what comes our way, we can take it because of Jesus, because of your grace, because of your help. Thank you so very much for your presence that is awesome here. Thank you for being part of our lives. Holy Spirit, please take full charge and continue to help us to say whatsoever comes our way, we can take it. And because of Jesus, we can make it. Thank you so very much, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I love this choir. I love this band. Put your hands together as we salute the grace of God upon their lives. Thank you so, so, so very much. Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. I just felt like jumping out of my seat and just hugging them one by one. Hallelujah. Say better amen. Amen and amen. I will be taking my Bible reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Ephesians 4, verse 7 and verse 8. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. The title of this morning's message is Measure of Grace. Measure of Grace. You see, people of God, God does not waste anything, especially when it comes to the issue of his grace. His grace is measured out according to his assignment for an individual. Listen to me, people of God. God will not ask you to do anything he has not given you the adequate grace to do. And before you say no to that divine assignment given to you, please run it through with the Lord Jesus Christ, because you may be reacting to the Lord just the way Apostle Peter did in Acts of the Apostles chapter 10 verses 13 through to 16. Acts 10 verse 15 to 16. And there came a voice to him, "Arise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice spake unto him again the second time, "What God has cleansed, that call not unclean." This was done thrice. And the vessel was received up again into heaven. Instead of Peter accepting the call and receive a measure of grace for that divine assignment, he rejected and he said, "Not so, Lord." And his ministry to the Gentiles was taken away permanently from him. Some have lost their calling and ministry just because of their past experiences. They are so bold to say, "No, not so, Lord." How can you say, "Not so, Lord"? They seem to know better than the Lord. By the way, do we mean the lyrics of this song? I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be what? Yes, Lord. Do we mean it? How can a human being say not so? Then he adds, Lord. Who is the Lord here? Listen to me, brothers and sisters. Before you say not so, Lord, please run it through. Run that duty. Run that assignment through with the Lord. Because there is always a grace attached to every divine duty assigned to you. Most times, ignorantly, we think what we are asked to do is the pastor's doing. How wrong. You don't own yourself. You forfeited the certificate of ownership the day you gave your life to Jesus. He becomes your Lord. He becomes your Savior. He bought you with a price. You are not of your own. Before you say, no, not so, Lord, run it through the Lord. If he's still your Lord, stop saying, not so, Lord. That is exactly what Paul meant in Galatians 2 verse 21. Galatians 2 21. It says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. The measure of grace. You can frustrate the grace of God upon you if you do little or nothing about the grace or with the grace showered upon you. If his grace upon you is to multitask and you are not multitasking, you are frustrating the grace of God upon your life. If the grace of God upon your life is to financially support the work of God, the work of the gospel, and you are not doing it, you are deemed to be frustrating the grace of God upon your life. You may not be the parish pastor, but you may be the Hur and the Aaron to the pastor. You can be the salesperson to the church by being the voice that crieth in the city of Dallas. Shout hallelujah, somebody. The grace of God upon your life can be frustrated when you see an inadequate situation in the church. You don't go to CNN. You don't begin to call the brethren and say, what a church is this? When you see a challenging situation, an inadequate situation in the church, you don't pick your Bible and go. Because wherever you show up, there still be an inadequate situation that is meant for you to fix. If you are not fixing that inadequate situation, it can be deemed on you that you have just frustrated the grace of God upon your life. When you see an inadequate situation, that situation becomes part of your prayer point. You will keep on praying until something happens to change that situation. God showed it to you because he has already given you a grace to fix it. If you are not fixing it, you have received the grace of God in vain, and you will pay for it. John the Baptist made this statement. In John 1:23 said, he, John, said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight your way. You could be that lone voice in that job place making advertisement for Jesus, talking well about your church, talking well about your pastor, you don't join them. Jesus Christ said, anyone that is not, that is gathering with me, is with me. Anyone that is gathering against me is not for me. You don't join unbelievers to talk down the church. Demon worshippers don't do it. Satanic worshippers don't do it. Other religion don't do it. It's only in the church that people of the church will gather together to begin to run down the pastor. It is only in the church that we meet Pastor A and Pastor B. They are not talking to each other. The reason, the pastor took my members. Really? Your members? Where did you get them from? Did you buy, you bought them? Did you die for anybody? Huh? Two pastors will not be talking to each other. He took my members. Shame on you, Mr. Pastor. I don't have one member. Because both the pastor and the members of the church, we are all members of his body. Measure of grace. Paul reiterated this fact in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10. He said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was upon me. By the grace of God, in heaven's glorious embassy, you can get involved in many areas of the work of God. Personally speaking, brethren, I don't do things because I see people do it. I do things based on the measure of grace upon my life. As a fashion designer, I know the extent that measurement can go. I know what measurement is all about. God is God of measurement. Everything about God is measurement. Even his grace is given by measurement. In fact, the designer suit you're wearing, that dress you're wearing, it is fitting you because it was measured and measured well. If that dress is not hanging well, if that suit is not hanging well, primarily what went wrong was what? Measurement. And look at your neighbor and say, not every tailor knows how to measure. Some tailors, they will fit and fit and repair and repair. They become not tailors, but repairers. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Paul said, but I labored more than they all. And he said, yet, not I, but the grace of God which was given to me. And that is why you always hear me. I salute the grace of God upon your life. And I'm doing that this morning. I salute the grace of God upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Listen to me, Church of God. You should not be idle in the Church of God when there are vacancies to be filled. When the church is running short of manpower. And you are in that church. Very likely you are a secular teacher in the secular school. And we are saying in the Sunday school, we need people. And you are there listening to us and you're doing nothing. Guess what? You are frustrating the grace of God upon your life. Say, Pastor, I'm not getting involved because of my past experiences. No, you are just like Mr. Peter. He said, not so, Lord. I don't do that. I don't do that. I wasn't brought up like, but God is saying, listen, listen, I'm the one talking. I have the final say. You don't run down what I have blessed. Don't say it is unclean. This is God talking. And he said, not so, Lord. Number two, I say, I'm the one talking. He said, not so, Lord. The number three, divine trinity. He said, not so, Lord. Huh? This is Peter. And the Bible says his ministry was taken back to heaven. And a killer in the place of Saul that became Paul took over the ministry that Agape Peter rejected. You have rejected your ministry because of past experiences. I nearly said shame on you, but I won't say it. idol in your father's house. It's like being in your home and there's water spilled on the floor. And you just, they will come and clean it. Who are they? That is your house. I was mopping floor in another person's house. That's why up till today, I still mop floor in my house. I still dust. I still do chairs in my home. I still wash dishes in my home. I did it for others. Why will I not do it for myself and for my family? My children, they are not lazy. But there are certain things they know when daddy starts. Just leave him. They know. Go look for another thing to do. Let me do this. I still paint the wall in my home. I must not see a spot. I have a paint. I have a brush. I'll paint. Otherwise, you may be frustrating the grace of God upon your life. My wife must do it. She must cook. I can cook a goosey soup. I was cooking once. I was tasting everything. One of our pastors said, if this is how the women do it, will you find meat left in the soup? I said, I will just taste it. If they saw that, they don't taste it this way. Whether in the children's department or any department, when you find a vacancy, fill it up. Because when there is a will, there will always be a way. Don't allow the grace of God upon your life to be in vain. Volunteer to serve your God. Trust me, there are a lot of things to do. If there is nothing to do, create one. And we will open up a department for you. I will give it a name. Hoha. Hallelujah, somebody. We're talking about the measure of grace. I'm so excited when I see the elderly in this church doing something for their God. I'm so excited when I see young adults doing something for God. What are you doing with the grace of God upon your life? Measure of grace. God will never run out of grace. He has sufficient grace for every duty he has assigned to you to do, for you to do, for in every situation that shows up as you journey through this life, God has enough grace. Paul the apostle was going through some unexpected challenges, so challenged that he prayed, number one, prayed second time, prayed the third time. There was no answer based on his prayer request. All he heard was in 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9. The only answer he got when he was saying, Lord, remove this, remove it. Oh, Makasiraba. He was binding and losing and he was saying, remove it, remove it, remove it. Oh, God, you can do it. You can. This was the answer, verse 9. And he said unto me, that was his response. And God said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. In the Omewa family, we have seen this kind of grace in display. Shout hallelujah. We have seen it in display in the life of mommy pastor. What the grace is helping this woman to do is amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. The kind of pains she goes through when her prosthetic is not fitting well. Yet, she's doing all she can do. The reason? My grace is sufficient. And that's why at times it has gotten to us. At times you see her rushing to her office to go and ease the ache and the pain. And some of you have complained. Mommy, she's not even talking to anybody. She's just walking away. Not knowing that the woman is groaning in pain. There are certain things you want God to answer. And God will say, for now, I'm not answering you. All I need to do is to give you grace. Paul said, if that is the case, I will glory in my infirmity, that the power of God may flow through me. I need a husband. I need a husband. I need children. I need promotion. I need a job. And God is saying, you know what? For now, I am the Lord. And what I want to do is to just give you sufficient grace. For my grace. Paul the apostle praying 3 times. This is the person the handkerchief from his body was healing. And yet he was saying, God, remove this. Remove this. Say it was a thorn in the flesh. And God said, I won't remove it. All I'm going to give you is grace. Because when you're going through that thorny situation, he said that a Satan and a messenger of the devil was given unto me to perfect my flesh. I prayed 3 times. And God said, no. The only time I can flow my power through you is when you have that thorn in the flesh. And I will give you grace. Measure of grace. He did it in the life of Job. Measure of grace. Job said, though he slay me, I will keep on keeping on. Grace. He did it in the life of Abraham and Sarah. Abraham was praying for those who were barren. And God was answering. And he was at a point in Genesis 15. He said, see, I'm going childless and I'm old. And God said, grace. He did it for Anna. Year in, a year out, she was still serving God. Why? Grace. Pastor, how are you coping with a woman like your wife? I'm not the one coping. Paul said, not I. Grace. When there is a will, there will always be a way. I have carried this woman. I have carried her. Nothing can separate us. And that's why God will always give you the grace. I am serving God in pain, you are saying. I am serving God. I am leading people in the place of worship. But I have pain. God is saying, I know you have pain. I am the high priest that is touched by the feelings of your infirmity. I know what you're going through. All I will give you is what? Grace. For now. His grace. He will, based on what you're going through, he will measure it. Measure it and say, add 1 ounce to them. Give to her. Because of what she's going through. My grace is sufficient. It is. And this grace, he's the only one who has it. He said, my grace. Do you know the devil doesn't have grace? No. There is no, you can't hear by the grace of man. No. God is the sole owner of grace. And he gives it by measure. By measure. By measure. By measure. By measure. You may expect that situation to disappear by the snap. And God will say, no, I can't do it. But what I want to do for now? Grace. Measure of grace. God does not want you to go through that problem alone. You may not see him. That's why I love that song. Where's Benga? That song, it's sweet too. That song. Let's look for another way to chuck them to. Eh? I love it. Honestly, if we can do it next Sunday, I don't mind. Huh? Or what's yes now? We should do it now, ba? Okay, we'll use it. Benga, we'll use it to round up this service. We'll use it to round up this service. You may not see him. You may not feel him. Yet he's there. He may not answer that prayer the way you want him to answer it. Yet he's watching the time. His grace. It says when you go through. Let me read it. In Isaiah 43 verse 2. It says, when thou passeth through the what? That water is not supposed to drown you. You are doing what? You are passing. You are not stagnant. You are what? When? Not if. When thou passest, when you are passing through the water will say, ah, this is a strange thing. Fishes are the only thing that pass through the waters. Whales and sharks, they pass through the water. This is a human being passing through the water. The water will be shaken and be afraid. And God said, no, when the waters are raging, they will not overflow you. Because the reason, I am also walking behind you. I'm walking behind you. It says, when you pass through the water, I will be with you. When the river shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, you are walking through the fire. That fire-like situation, you are not stagnant there. You are not going to be burnt. You are walking through. It said, the fire will not kindle upon you. Neither will the flame, the fire will not burn you. Neither will the flame kindle. By the time you get out, the Bible says, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire, the smell of the fire was not upon them. It said, the fire will not kindle upon you. The sign that you have gone through that fire will not show when God is done with you. The sign that you have been through what you have been through will not show upon you when that God is done with you. His grace is sufficient for you. He's sufficient. His grace. He's the sole owner of the grace that he wants to give to you. Hallelujah. Therefore, you should never say, I cannot. Say, by the grace of God, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. We are talking about the grace of God. 1 Corinthians 15:10. 1 Corinthians, it says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. Therefore, brethren, stop the rat race. A lot of rat race going on in the Christian circle. Listen to me. Christianity is not about competition. Try to outdo each other. It's not part of Christian virtue. They will take, by the time I show up in church, cameraman, take the camera away from me. I want to blow my nose. Have I done what you have not done before? So leave me alone. Shout hallelujah, somebody. I say shout hallelujah, somebody. Don't try to outdo yourself. That is not part of Christian virtue. That they will take. By the time I show up in church with my designer suit, who is looking at your designer suit? Who cares? We are not here. It's not a competition. If the same suit you wore, you are wearing every Sunday, bring it. His grace is sufficient. Don't go and be buying credit. Not because you want to show them in church. Who they look you? We want the anointing to flow from your life. We want the grace of God to flow from your life. Were you looking at what the choir were wearing today? The anointing. It's flowing. We are not trying to outdo each other. We are in church to complement each other's effort. Whatsoever God is using you to build should not be to intimidate me. I would praise God for the grace of God upon your life. If you are the only one leading solo, because the same spelling, right? Why will I be bothered? In every soccer pitch, there will be one player that stands out. There will always be a Ronaldo. There will always be a Messi. There will always be one person that stands out. There will always be one James LeBron. Yeah, I don't know what happened recently, but there will always be one person that stands out in every sport. In the days of Ali, it was Ali. There was a time, this guy, this Iron Man, it was his turn. Now the tone that is reigning, the person reigning is a Nigerian that is also a heavyweight champion. There will always be a nation that God uses. So if God decides to use you, and God is using you, let us salute the grace of God upon her life, upon his life. It is not a competition. Okwaya, it's not a competition. Koba hakabani. To. Tamunobi. Rebi me. Ibalafa. And that was why Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 6 and 7 and verse 10. 1 Corinthians 3, 6 and 7 and verse 10. It says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God that giveth the increase. Verse 10, according, look at that word. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, come on, Paul, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereof. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Apostle Paul was saying that he was a master builder, but he did it based on the grace of God upon his life. Please always remember that you are who you are, what you are, by the grace of God. If you are earning 6 figures or 10 figures, it's by the grace of God. It's not because you are smarter. Trust me. If your marriage is working, it's not because you're smarter. That's what I'm doing. If you're making it in life, it's not because you are doing anything special. It's all the grace of God bestowed upon your life. Use the grace wisely. Don't frustrate that grace. And don't bully us. Paul said, I labored above more than them all. I have laid a foundation. Let people be building. You know that nobody sees a foundation. You can't see the foundation of this house. You only see the building. So Paul, he said, underground, I've laid the foundation. Let the works of others be known. That's it. There are some of us, anything you are not involved in is not supposed to work. Anything you are not involved in, anything you are not the foreman, it's like it's not going to work. It's just, they are just trying to tickle you. There is no man who is a foreman. At the Oval Office, on the decks of our late President Reagan, he wrote something. He said, there is no limit to what a man can do or where a man can go if he does not care who gets the credit. It was on the decks of late President Reagan in the Oval Office. It was there. There is no limit. You cannot go. There's no way a man cannot reach if he does not care who gets the credit. And that's why when people come in here and they preach the gospel, I don't say, wow, these people are trying to overshadow me. No, overshadow, okay. For where? Uh-huh. The grace of God upon Allah Nikweko Shem, upon Yomi, upon mommy pastor, upon every one of you, is different from the grace upon my life. By the time I hold the mic, even the mic will know that now the owner have arrived. So why must I be pulling you down? Say, this man is preaching more than me. You can't preach more than me. Neither can I preach more than you. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. I have built. And not me building. It's the grace of God. It's the grace. Grace me. It's grace. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So please don't feel threatened when people are building, you go and build your own. Look at your neighbor and say, go build your own. Measure of grace. Don't ever use your mouth to say, I don't have the grace to live above sin. That's a lie. Romans 5 verse 20. Pastor, you try now. 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. There is an abundant grace that comes upon you, no matter the sin or the sinners. God will just look, this is where my son is living. Is littered with sin and sinners. They operate sin like they are drinking water. So they'll just measure the grace. Give to you. I was telling mommy, I saw something one day, but because I have sufficient grace, I didn't know the kind of lunatic spirit that came upon. You understand where I'm coming from? That came upon this lady. She was heading towards the mall. I saw her coming. This woman wore transparent blouse without no bra. What on you, woman? And she wore high heel. You know what I'm talking about? Kilelei. It was the grace of God that did this. Otherwise, you will pretend as though you forgot something in the mall. You will go back so you can face her again. He said, where sin abounded, grace much more abound. So don't tell me I'm a young person, I'm a teenager. I was once a teenager. And I have to check her out before I marry her. Okay, check her. Measure of grace. It says, but every one of us have been given grace according to the measure of the gift. You have a specific gift and a specific grace. Okay. Measure of grace. Let me begin to round up. Do you know, I was showing mommy, there's a ranch around our house. Every time you're driving past, you see the cows there. Their head is just always, I've not seen anyone even looking at the cars going on. They just nipple the grass. Yum, 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 yum. They eat grass and they are looking fresh and nurtured. But dog, we see grass and just walk away. Because in their generation, they don't eat grass. Except for some reasons. I'm not talking about dogs that you brought home. Dogs that are free. When they have runny stomach, they go into the bush. They will eat certain grass and they'll be well. I'm not talking about shadow. I'm not talking about shadow, no. Shout. Shout hallelujah. Tigers, they don't hunt in the ocean. Sharks, they do not hunt in the land because they have their own territory and terrain that they operate from. Just because the shark cannot go to the jungle or the tiger to the ocean, that does not make them weaklings. Find out your strength. You have one. And operate the grace of God through your strength. There is something that you have. It's your strength. You can do it like this. In my own profession, all I need is to think. and design will just pop up. Because that is the area of my strength. You have your area of strength. Some people, when we talk about math, is difficult. Say, what's difficult in this? A plus 2 divided by E plus X. You know what I'm talking about? But to them, it's simple. But for you, it's difficult. Leave math and focus on your strength. Because there's a grace waiting for you. You know, Parker. Never compare yourself with other people's achievements. What works for them may not work for you. We all cannot be nurses. We all cannot be doctors. We all cannot be tailors. We cannot be. There is an area that God wants you to operate. That is the area where grace is waiting for you. There are some of you, when it comes to putting 1 + 1 together in terms of dollar, you can do it. I mean dollars. You can do it. You can be in your house and you'll be telling somebody about Forex and what you can do. Touch that button. Touch that button. And everything will be working. That is the area of your strength. Go for it. Hello? Don't tell me that it's over for me. It's not over for you. Your better days are still ahead of you. Do you know, sir, a broken crayon can still color? Do you know that? Do you know that a broken pencil can become two if only you go to work to sharpen the other end? So don't tell me it's over for me. It's not over for you. I say it's not over for you. Your life is not useless. There is hope for a tree. Though it be cut down, it will blossom again. Shout hallelujah. It doesn't matter what life brings your way. You can still blossom. We're talking about measure of grace. This grace is amazing. This grace found Rahab the harlot. Grace. And she became part of the lineage of Jesus. This grace found Mary Magdalene, who had 7 demons, and she became part of Jesus' financier. There is nothing this grace cannot do. It is called amazing grace. It went to Calcutta Republic and brought out a young boy, a fine boy, that was rotting in sin. You know what you have done before. Let me tell you, brethren, this amazing grace can turn a prostitute to a virgin. It can turn a nasty, wicked person to a gentle person. Look at what God said. Look at what God said. Look at what he said. Let me quickly do that. Ah, Jesus. This grace is too much. All the quite serious. Ah, look at what the grace of God said. Ah, below now. In Hebrews 8 verse 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. This is what the amazing grace does. Some of you, God will not see your sins. He says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Some of you, you have not forgiven yourself for the error you went into. And God is saying, I have thrown it into the sea of my forgetfulness. You are a virgin before me. I have committed abortion before. The record is no more here. You are the one thinking like that. I have been a prostitute before. I have been sleeping around before. God will, I can't see the record here. Because if any man, 2 Corinthians 7 verse 17, 5 verse 17, if any man therefore be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Stop beating up yourself. God has forgiven you. He says, I will remember no more their unrighteousness. I will remember no more their iniquities. The reason? The blood of Jesus that speaks better thing than the blood of Abel has washed our sins away. What can wash away my sins and iniquity? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. That blood has cleansed us from our iniquities. Stop beating yourself. You are not a sinner anymore. Because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Look at your neighbor and say, you are sitting beside Saint Peter, you are sitting beside Saint Ngozi, you are sitting beside Saint Inkena. Praise the Lord. Paul said, I have wronged no man. I have wronged Paul? No, he said the Paul that was doing that had died. This is a brand new Paul. You are a child of the Most High God. He said, I will not remember your unrighteousness. I will not remember your iniquities. No matter how filthy, how ugly your life has been, the grace of God is able. He said, by grace are we saved, not of works, lest any man should boast. You may be a 419er. You may be a trickster. But when Jesus comes in, he turns your life around. You become a child of God. Brother, you are a child of God. Sister, you are a child of God. Don't allow your past to influence your future. I will have mercy to the unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities. I will remember no more. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Shall we rise? Shall we rise? I married as a virgin. I married as a virgin. Because my old Calcutta life was doomed to the sea of God's unforgiveness. His grace. Ha! His grace. He was angry with the whole world. He was to destroy the whole world. And God said in Genesis 6 verse 8. Genesis 6 verse 8 said, but Noah found grace. His grace. He says, but for his grace, we will have been. If he will mark iniquity, who will stand? But he now said, in Romans 6 verse 1 and 2. Romans 6. He says, okay. I projected. He said, okay. Shall we continue in sin? Shall we continue in sin? That grace may abound. If he was an Igbo man, he would say, Tufiakwa. Say, God forbid. How can we that have been freed from sin go back to our vomit? So you don't say, yeah, grace, I'm now a virgin. I'm now a child of God. But he says, you cannot continue in sin and be saying grace should abound. Say, God forbid. We should present our body, Romans chapter 12, we should present our body a living sacrifice, which is a reasonable service unto God. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Like I said, we're going to end this service with that song. So choir, please just be on the stage now. However, for us to enjoy this amazing grace, in Isaiah 1 verse 18, Isaiah 1 18, it says, come. I am rich in mercy. Come. I am a merciful God. Come. It says, come and let us talk things over. Come. I know you are rotten. I know you have been living in sin. Come, approach the throne with all boldness. Come, come. come. Come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, they shall be as wool. But you come. Come. Are you here? You're not born again. It doesn't matter what you have done. Ah. Saul was killing God's people. But when the grace showed up, he said, I wrong no man. So it doesn't matter what you have done. Even last night, and you're in church, and you're watching online, it doesn't matter. God is saying, come. Come. And I will cleanse you. Is there anyone in the church? You know that you are not born again. I did not hide my life. What we do on Sunday jump at the shrine at Shita Bay in Surulere. What we did in Empire Hotel, where the Calcutta Republic's headquarters was. You don't want to know. But he said, the times of ignorance, I winked at. He's the one who is the final judge. He said, I winked at it. I didn't see it. But he said, you have to come. You have to be born again. To live holy is the easiest thing. How? Grace. Where sin abounded, grace much more. Grace will just overshadow it. You find out that in the midst of sin and sinner, you just believe in holy. Wow, the grace. Is there anyone just wave and say, Pastor, I need that grace. Yes, my faith is shaken. I need that grace. I've been a Christian for 46 years. This year, May this year will be 46 years. And have never fallen once. The reason? Grace. Where there is a will, there is a grace attached to it. I told you I will not die young because of sin. No. The reason? I am holding on grace. Grace, help me. Help me. Help me. Grace. If you are beautiful, ask for grace because everybody will come for you. Even when they know you are married with children, they will still come for you. If you are a handsome man, even if you have trailer, wife and children, they will still come for you. Somebody wrote a letter many years ago at a petometer, and he mistakenly gave the letter to my son. Up to today, they didn't allow me to read the letter or touch the letter. The letter arrived on the decks of my wife, and my wife read it, said, you are my husband to be. At that time, we have 5 children or 6, 7. We have all our children. Can't remember how many we have. And God invited, my mom pastor invited her and said, ah, don't mind the devil. God is going to give you somebody nicer than he's a married man with children. So don't tell me because I'm married. Don't tell me because I have children. No, you need grace to be able to say no because the devil is not playing. Mama, and Mama Sarah, at her old age, she has stopped menstruating. King Ahitophel. No. Abimelech was still eyeing her. Mama, in those days, there is no pancake. But it's grace. Grace. So that's what I'm saying, sir. We're in this thing together. But his grace, God said, is sufficient. Amen? Amen? Give the Lord a big clap. As we welcome the choir. That song. Dun, 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 dun. But in the Owambe side. The one we just sang, that be King Shoyo.
All right.
We just want to salute the grace of God. Is it grace?
You don't have to worry. Don't be afraid.
And don't you be afraid.
His grace is enough.
Grace of Jesus.
I know I can stand.
The Lord my
grace take this message away. His grace. 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 Papa Adeboye said, our general vice said, that if he was God, he will not save Adeboye. I mean, from his mouth. But when grace shows up, you become a brand new person. Honestly. As far as heaven that matters is concerned, the only one who will resurrect your old life is the devil, just to mess you up. But if you can look at him and say, hey, grace. Because grace was not extended to him. Grace was not extended to the devil and his cohorts. The thought of God's angel that fell, grace was not there. If grace had gone to them, you just find Satan in heaven. But the grace. So that's why he's trying to cause you to frustrate that grace. That's why I want to cause you to receive that grace in vain, so that you can come to his side. But always tell him, Satan, I may be going through fire, I may be going through the waters, but his grace, grace, grace. Anywhere you find you're weak, weak with women, weak with money, just say grace. Oh, yeah. And grace will just show. Grace is not the name of a woman, no. It's a grace. Grace is part of God. His grace is sufficient. We will make it to heaven by his grace. You will not end up in hell. Trust me. Just tie your life with his grace. He has measurement of his grace. And his grace is sufficient. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. It's time to give our offerings. You may be seated. It is the grace of God that causes a man to give to God. You give and be given. As a family in this church, they are number one givers. They give and give. They give money, give time, give everything. Pray and say, God, release that kind of grace. Grace to give. Offering time, blessing time. Offering time, blessing time. Over to you, Tech.